Welcome into Tabor Gym, special senior night edition, part of Wesleyan Wolverine basketball. I'm Dylan Shinson, alongside me, Ben Davidoff. Ben, pleasure to have you here.
Pleasure to be here, Dylan. I'm really excited. I hope this game shapes up to be a good one. I think we got a great team, and the Chaminade team is really solid all around, and I think it's going to be a good game, especially in the beginning, but hopefully we get a big win for our seniors.
Certainly agree. Now Hooks has the basketball early on the wing after Wolverines won the tip. McCray in the post got blocked. Goes back up with it and puts it up and in. Holden McCray, one of the four seniors in the starting lineup, gets the first bucket to go.
Yeah, he's been big all year. He used to be the bench guy right behind Johnny, but once Johnny left, he really stepped up and started getting big minutes at small forward, and he's been a really big, really big defensive presence for us on the wing.
Doughton, quick shot from the corner, no good. Hooks up and in on the second chance points. The Eagles turn it over on their first possession. The Wolverines take advantage, now 4-0. Here comes Wilson Poole. The Eagles down 4-0 early to the Wolverines. Truman Gettings guarding Poole.
Let's see what they do here.
Here's Weems guarded by Hubbard.
This is actually a set we practice.
Goal three, good. Yeah, as the team manager, then you must see what they're game planning against. And that was one of the ones that apparently they did in practice.
Yeah, we have specific drills a couple days before the game, the day before the game, that just kind of go over certain offenses we're expecting.
Wow.
Great Holden finish McCray by Holden.
There in the post. He's got 4 points early.
I mean, he's really acrobatic in the paint. So even if he gets bumped, he's got the ability to go up and get points.
Here's Higgins. Back to Poole, thought about the three, now takes it off the dribble, no good, rebounded by Engel. Guarded by Hooks in the post. Steps back, picks up his dribble. Can't find anybody to give it to. Hands it off to Simpson. Simpson now along the baseline, goes up, and with two defenders draped all over him, gets it to go.
That was a tough finish, especially coming off the baseline. He really had to create some space there.
Hubbard now in transition. Over to Hooks. Guarded by Engel. Skip pass over to Gettings. Now here's Doughton.
See, the ball
the
movement
corner.
Is something we've really been trying to... Well, I mean, that turnover was not good.
There's a turnover, yeah, going the other way for the Eagles. And that three is good from Weems. But I agree with you, Ben. I mean, the ball movement this season compared to last season, two very different stories. You know, the team's moving the ball a lot more.
You know, it's honestly because this year we sort of have a we mentality. Just trying to... I mean, we have a lot of seniors in our starting lineup. We have a lot of camaraderie in this team especially, and so everybody's been trying to get the ball to each other. It really doesn't matter individual stats. I mean, I see the box score after every game, and I can't tell you how many times nobody scores above 15 points, but everybody gets at least like 6 or 7, and that's something you love to see.
Hooks off the dribble from the wing. Doughton gets it and puts it up and in for two. It's now 8-8. The Eagles picked up a foul earlier in that possession. That was Colin Weems. You mentioned the seniors of Wolverines. Four seniors in the starting lineup this year. Mason Hooks, Holden McCray, Brace Doughton, and Spencer Hubbard. All celebrated here tonight, along with yourself, Ben, as a team manager. Simpson, no good for three. It's going the other way. He airballed it.
You see, that was just one thing Holden does when he's on defense. He's really good at recognizing screens and seeing exactly where the shooter is trying to get to so he can get there first. He did a great job distracting the shooter, and ultimately that airball was exactly what we want on defense.
Doughton picks up, gives it back to McCray. McCray over to Gettings. Gettings over to Hubbard now on the wing, guarded by Poole. Hubbard loses his handle, recovers it. Now here's McCray. Hooks from the right wing. Now Hubbard inside the paint. The floater, no good. Rebounded by Engel. Gettings tries to tie him up, and it'll be a jump ball here. Eagles basketball after the Wolverines won the tip.
Eagles ball.
Poole gets it into Simpson. Picked up by Doughton and Gettings. Bit of a show press there. End goal. No good from the low post. Rebounded by Gettings. Picked up by Hubbard. There's travel. Go the other way for the Eagles.
Spencer's.
Now Cam Thor, we're going to check in real quick. Getting Truman Gettings.
Wow, we're going small.
Going small.
Can't wait to see the sets we run. We got Holden. We got four shooters out. I mean, even Mason can spread the floor with his shot.
Certainly an interesting lineup. Now Poole guarded by Hubbard from the left wing. Hubbard takes it away. Spencer Hubbard recovers it. Now pushing. Gives it over to Doughton. Doughton from the left corner. Now inside to Hooks on the left block. Turnaround post. Good with the hook.
Beautiful. That's what he's going to be doing at Princeton next season, every single play.
I can't wait to see it live in action. That's for sure. Twice a year I get to see Mason. Now off the screen, Simpson on the wing. Now penetrating on the right elbow. Picked up. Deep three from the volleyball line. No good. Rebounded and picked up by Chaminade and up and in for two.
That could have been a foul. You saw Mason's hand swing down there.
Fortunate for the no call there. Hubbard now over to thrower from the right wing. Just under 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter.
A little bit of sloppy play.
A bit of sloppy play from both sides.
Yeah.
Here's thrower. Now over to McCray. McCray driving. Now to Hooks in the low post. Good for two.
Just over
now
4 minutes.
Now 12 to 10 here for the Wolverines. Leading by two. Here's Simpson. Guarded by thrower.
Let's see if they throw one at him now.
Yeah, pool from the right wing. They're looking into the post. Get out to Engel. Three. That wow. One's an air ball. Mason Hooks is out there contesting it from the top of the key.
Now, I was about to say, 33 got some space for that shot there, but Mason did a really good job of occupying it. 33 had a really slow release, so it was good to see Mason get out there.
Throw a trap from the sideline, gets it ahead to Hubbard. Hubbard now to McCray on the right side. Dubs off to Mason Hooks.
That's
the left low post all game.
That's some senior play right there. That's chemistry that's been 4 years in the making. From Spencer to Holden to Mason.
Now 4-point lead for the Wolverines, about 3 minutes to go. And that jump shot's good from the right elbow. Definitely a tough shot after stopping.
Reminds me of the Kobe fadeaway.
McCray to Doughton. Doughton driving and going up on the right side of the bucket, but it's out of the bounds. They'll stay with the Wolverines. Adam Hinton checking in for Brace Doughton now.
Wow, we got two of our three-point shooters in. I wonder if we're going to try to get that kind of shot here. Probably a wing three on the right wing. Yeah,
well, yeah,
that's exactly
there goes Adam Hinton. They couldn't get it to him. Now Hooks from the low post on the right side. Another hook. Mason Hooks with the hook shots all day so far today.
Yep. That's his forte.
Oh. Deep three again. This one is good from Higgins. So now 16 to 15.
Their shooting has really kept them in the game.
Well, that's Higgins' second deep three he's launched here. The first one, remember, was way short. Hinted from the left wing.
Oh.
Going up inside. Couldn't finish. Some contact, but no foul. Here's Higgins pushing. Guarded by McCray. Now Weems from the wing. Driving inside. Tries to jump and pass it. Wolverine basketball.
Left that was a big defensive soon. Play.
Now Gettings checking in. Mason Hooks to take a seat here.
You know, as a coach, I don't know if Coach Rabibo is really comfortable with his players swinging like that on defense, but when you get the turnover, that's what you're hoping for.
Thrower pushing right past the Eagles' defense. Gettings jump stop in the right low post and got it to go. 18 to 15 now, 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Simpson bringing it up, guarded by Thrower. Henderson back to Poole. Poole now on the left side. Mid-range J over Hubbard. Tough shot. Got it to go.
Honestly, I thought Truman's help defense was going to force the guy to pass the ball out of a trap, but Truman sort of lagged off a little bit, which I guess could be the right move if you think about it, where his man was on the floor.
Simpson tried to get it to the corner to Higgins, but Cray comes into the passing lane, intercepting and hitting it out of bounds.
Holden is visibly frustrated. Was that because of a non-foul
I think
call?
Maybe a non-foul call in the previous possession. Hubbard to McCray in the transition may have gotten hit on the way up with a no-call there.
Holden's especially playing with some ferociousness right now. He's he really earned his role on the team, and you know, it's just really great to see him get a lot of meaningful minutes, really making a big difference for our team. It's wonderful.
Certainly agree. And now the Eagles forced to burn a timeout. Couldn't get it in from the baseline. 18 to 17 here, but a minute and 30 left in the first quarter. We are planning on having a special halftime interview with Jack Flaherty here on cool. Senior Night.
He makes it.
It'll be a good one.
He comes to a lot of practices, actually. I don't know if you'd if you think about it like that, but he comes to a lot of practices and he talks to the players, and he actually has a really close relationship with a few of the players, especially Spencer. He was waiting for Spencer actually right in the tunnel as they were coming up to run out to warm-ups, and they kind of shook hands and they were like, yeah, you know, this is your senior night, just make the most of it. And it's great to see Harvard Westlake alums come back and really kind of carry on the tradition like that.
Hopefully that's us in a few years, Ben. Hopefully that's us.
I would love that. Come back and watch some of these young guys.
Higgins, tough pull-up J from the right elbow, no good. Here comes Hubbard. Hubbard pushing in transition against Higgins. Pass over to Hinton from the wing. Inside to Gettings in the low post. Can't finish, rebounded by Poole.
Wow, I really thought Adam was going to take that three-pointer on the right wing. That's his shot.
Simpson, acrobatic lane, can't finish. Gettings now to Hubbard. Pushing with his left hand. Now trying to get to the middle of the floor. Simpson got his hand in there. May have gotten a little bit more than just his hand in there. There's a foul on an Eagles player against Hinton, trying to trap there in the corner.
Let's see where they take. Are they taking it out on the baseline or on the sideline? Baseline? Yeah, they're probably going to try to get another three, either with Cam or Adam on that right wing. And if they can't get it to him, then Brace is going to come around with a screen on the left block. Yeah, there we go.
Dante Russell just checked in for Spencer Hubbard. Foul call here. I believe it's on Simpson. So another baseline. Oh, going the other way, actually.
Moving screen.
Moving screen there. The Eagles basketball. About a minute left here in the first quarter.
Truman looking at Coach Rabibo, wondering where the foul was. You know, he has a little bit of a right to it. They don't really call those consistently, especially in high school ball. But, you know, when you see it, you got to call it. So,
here's Higgins from the right wing. Guarded by Thrower. Gives it to Weems. Dante Russell gets hand in there. Cameron Thrower corrals it. So with a turnover, Wolverine's ball. Another pass deflected. This time goes off the Eagles, fortunately. Wolverine's basketball still.
Dante's a really feisty defender, especially when he's got somebody his size. When he's guarding somebody his size, he can really get up right up in them and force the action.
Here's Thrower now from the right slot. Gets the screen from Gettings. Now on the left wing, looking for someone. Gets it over to Dotton on the wing. Brace Dotton pulls the trigger in the three. No good. Rebounded by Dotton. Now Dotton. Floater. Good.
Ooh, with 20 seconds left.
Big time floater there. About 20 seconds left in the quarter on that one. You're right, Ben. But now here come Sean Knott Eagles. Down 20-17. Likely the last possession of the first quarter. Now he pulls a quick mid-range. Tough shot. Couldn't get it to go. Out of bounds, Wolverine ball. Just under 5 seconds left. Russell gets it from Thrower. 2 seconds, 1 second. Pushes it all the way down. Floater from 3-point line. Wow. Dante Russell, are you kidding me? He shot a floater from the 3-point line. And it went in.
That's a great shot.
Now 23-17 at the end of one here. I mean, Dante Russell, one of the best shots I think we've seen all season.
That was a great play. That was an absolutely great play.
Now had the momentum going into the second quarter. I mean, wow.
That was big. That was 5 points in the final 20 seconds. You know, Brace, just, can I say, Brace has one of the most beautiful, on his shot, the backspin is gorgeous. It's picture-perfect backspin. That's exactly what you teach. What you teach kids starting in, like, 6th, 7th grade, when you want to get them in your program, when you want to get them to become shooters, when you want them to start spotting up and finding their own shot, that's exactly what you want, that backspin, so that just in case it hits the back of the rim or the front of the rim, you can get the roll in. And he has it even when he's not using both hands, when he's shooting floaters, when he's got layups, you notice that sort of backspin. That's just, it's one of the small details that makes him a really key player for this team, something that makes him a really reliable scorer for this team.
You know, a small detail about Brace. I don't know if it makes him a key player, but I love his facial expressions after foul calls. They're hilarious. I love them.
He's also, I mean, just defensively, he has no problem picking up the best wing guy on the other. And the best wing guy on the other team is generally the best player on the other team if it's not their center. And he has no problem picking them up. He's always ready for the challenge.
Indeed, but they also made the deal with Holden McRae, who we know plays great defense.
All of them. I love this team this year, man. I really do. I think we got a lot of great pieces. And for the future, too, we have 4 seniors in the starting lineup, but I really think that we have at least 4, maybe 5 younger guys that could really come in and get in that starting lineup and even contest some of the other guys in the starting lineup. Truman is the only non-senior in the starting lineup right now, but honestly, Jacob Huggins can make a market improvement. For next year, he could really solidify himself in the starting lineup. I'm really excited to see what some of these young guys got in their game.
Now here's Simpson over to Poole. First possession of the quarter for the Wolverines was a miss from Adam Hinton on the baseline. Now here's Poole. Handling it, now going, driving on the left side, going up with it and got fouled. He'll go to the line for two free throws.
Ooh. He went down hard.
Went down hard. Foul goes on Adam Hinton.
Gets up like a champ, though.
Free throw good from Wilson. Now a 5-point game. Just over 30 seconds gone here in the second.
I really wonder which one of the Harvard Westlake guys is going to break out tonight. I have a feeling it's going to be one of the seniors, but I would not be surprised if Cam or Adam goes off for 15, 16, maybe even 20 points. With the shooting capabilities they have?
Certainly agree. Now almost turnover there. Pass deflected by the Eagles. Wolverines will inbound again from the baseline, facing a press from the Eagles. Get it into Gettings.
We have to create more space for the guy.
Here's Russell.
You see, when Dante's coming up, now is a great time to set a screen. Oh,
Adam Hinton wide open. Left block, easy lay-in.
That was beautiful.
Nice shot by Adam Hinton, just kind of sneaking behind the defense there. Here's Poole, guarded by Hinton. 25-19 here, minute gone in the second quarter. Three ball from Engel. Short.
He's rebound been struggling with the
shot. Goes. Staying with the Eagles, apparently. Checking into the game will be Holden McCray, Spencer Hubbard, and Mason Hooks. Getting Dante Russell, Cam Thrower, and Adam Hinton. So right back to that starting lineup here early in the second quarter. Just over a minute gone here.
Wow, Mason already with 10 points.
Mason off to a quick start, indeed. Not out of the norm for him.
Not at all. I mean, especially when you're playing a team like this where you can take advantage of your size down in the low post.
Now from the left wing, here's Poole. Henderson, mid-range J, no good, rebounded by Hooks. Here's Spencer Hubbard. Nice pass ahead to hold to McCray. Eagles may have gotten a hand out, and McCray bobbles the handle and it's going the other way.
Wow, the student section really showing out tonight.
Good to see the support for the seniors.
Yep. Hope we can get this kind of support every game next year.
Here's Simpson, guarded by McCray. Pass it over to Higgins on the left wing. Now here's Poole, back to Higgins, guarded by Doughton. He'll attack the left side. Tries to pass out of the shot. Holden McCray gets a hand on it, takes away from Engel, trying to recover the ball. McCray thought about going up with it, then tried to dump it off the Hooks, but it wasn't there. Higgins now pull up Jay inside the lane, good for two.
This Chaminade team is sneaky good. You don't really expect a lot of their guys to make big plays, but they have a few really solid pieces.
Heck of a job there by Spencer Hubbard, spoiling the double team, but Bryce Stoughton can't make the three from the left wing. Here comes Poole.
They're also extremely well coached. If you see some of the sets they run, they can be very complicated. And they're a very coachable team, too.
Here's
not too
Simpson.
Many selfish guys on this team.
Here's Poole now, guarded by McCray on the right wing. Seems to be some confusion for the Eagles. Can't really get anybody open. Here's Engel. Turnaround Jay. That one's good. So now 25-23 here. 5:15 left in the half. Doughton head to Hooks. Looking, gets it to McCray. McCray driving. Gives it to Hubbard. Hubbard for three from the right wing. Spencer Hubbard, and it rolls in. 28-23, Wolverines. See, exchanging some words there with Higgins. It's timeout called on the floor. Called by Coach Dave Rubivo. 28-23 here, about 5 minutes remaining in the quarter.
That was a great shot. Spencer's good for one or two of those a game at least. Spencer's one of the most skillful players I've ever seen in my life, to be honest with you. At the high school level, he really knows how to create his own shot. He can get his teammates involved. It's actually a really beauty to watch. He always has one or two tricks up his sleeve, and you never really know what he's going to come at you with next, but the defender's always left guessing, and it's really hard to guard him, and on defense too. Reminds me a lot of Patrick Beverley. He's got that first step. He can sort of predict where you're going, and he's not afraid to talk trash either.
Hey, you just saw it right there. He got right in Higgins' face.
Exactly.
Definitely agree with you on Spencer. Definitely a guy. He also is the type of point guard you want, especially on a team that has so much other talent. He doesn't necessarily always look for his shot.
Oh, yeah.
Even on that play, you saw him first looking and making sure he had the best shot available, and then he took it.
He's a big team guy, and I think that's part of the key to Coach Rabibo's whole system is just getting a point guard in there who really is a true pass-first point guard. Not somebody that's sort of pass-first, not somebody that's looking for their own shot, but somebody who's really looking for the whole team, looking for the best shot available, and that's what you have in Spencer. Right? And I think that's what they have at Dante, too, for next year, for sure.
I agree. Watching Dante this year has been a treat. Simpson, good from the right side of the lane, the floater. Here's Thrower. Now over to Hubbard.
Dante has a really nice shot, too. And he can pull up from a few feet behind the three-point line, and it's got the right height, the right arc of the shot.
Hubbard, beautiful pass off the pick and roll to Hooks, got fouled. Checking into the game, the last break was Jacob Huggins, and I believe Cam Thrower checked back in, if I'm not mistaken. Brace Doughton now on the bench.
Jacob's been really good as a freshman for us. Really good as a freshman. Especially his length on defense, altering shots in the paint, picking up defenders. Now, he's still a little bit more of a raw prospect since he's a freshman, but you know, in a year or so, when he really works on his game this summer, I'm really excited to see what kind of wrinkles he can add to his game. He's got a shot too. I mean, it's kind of subtle, but it's there. I've seen it in practice. I've seen him in shoot around.
Hook, second free throw, no good. 29-25. Just over 4 minutes remaining in the second. Poole, pull up three, no good from the left wing. Here's Hubbard. Slows it down. Guarded by Higgins.
Let's see, head tap, so Mason's coming over to set
the
screen.
Here's the screen from Hooks. Hubbard, pull up mid-range. Jay, up and in from Spencer Hubbard. Beautiful hesitation, followed by the in and out. Step back and got it to go, 31-25.
He's really got control of the basketball. He really, when he's dribbling, he knows exactly what he can do with it, and he has no problem making moves. When other guys would fumble the ball, he's got it in lock.
Higgins, no good from the left elbow after splitting the screen. Here's Hubbard. Hubbard, beautiful pass ahead there. The Thrower across the court now. Thrower on the right side of the bucket in the lane. Got fouled. He'll go to the line.
Cam also a real rising star on this team. He's had a few huge games. One big game against Corona Centennial. Huge game against St. Mary's. He hit a dagger from about 3 or 4 feet behind the three-point line. Amazing shot.
Thrower good in the free throw. So 32-25. 3:43 remaining.
Actually, before practice yesterday, I challenged him to a three-point contest. And
I'm assuming it didn't go well for you, Ben.
No, it did not go well for me at all. He hit 4 of 5, and I was 0 for 5, I think. But, you know, that's fine. It's whatever.
Thrower good on the second. So now 8-point Wolverine lead. Here's Simpson. Guarded by McCray. Weems, deep three. No good from the left wing, rebounded by Hooks. Hooks looking, tries to give it to Thrower, taken away, thrown off Thrower, and he apparently got back in bounds before touching the basketball. Here's Weems, now from the left wing. Higgins, another deep three, this one no good, rebounded by Engel, up and in. Nice contortion of the body there on the layup. Here's Hubbard.
Wow, the reverse with the right hand.
33-27.
Like, I guess not reverse, he just turned around.
Hooks. No good. I'll go to the line for two.
For the beating Mason takes almost every single game, it's kind of surprising he hasn't had more injuries, to be honest with you. I mean, he really barrels through the defense to get his shots. And he's got muscle, so he can take it. But it's really surprising because he has no problem just going straight at the defense.
Hooks. No good in the first free throw. I think that's a key. Since Mason has got here, he's maintained his weight similarly, but a lot more of it's become muscle as opposed to just, you know, normal body mass. And when you're adding more muscle on, it's easier to take those hits.
He's been working out a lot, and he even he's not just working out with the trainers at Harvard Westlake. I think he also has like stretches he does at home, stuff he does at home, and outside of the school that really makes sure that he's in tip-top shape. So when he gets to games like this, he can really go all out.
And I can see his biceps extending off his arm from here. Here's Simpson. Tough three over McCray, up and in from the left wing. Here's Hubbard now, 34-30. It's under 3 minutes to go in the half. Feeding off. Oh, nice double cross by Spencer Hubbard.
Oh.
At the rim, good for two.
Oh, my God. And Mason just fell on a guy.
Looks like there's a man down for the Eagles. I can't see the number.
Number two,
that's Simpson. Seems to be getting up.
Wow. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine Mason falling on you?
That sounds like possibly the worst nightmare, Ben. That sounds horrible.
That is a rough one. Spencer with the beautiful, beautiful move to get a wide open layup. I mean, Simpson was coming across to try and block that shot, but his hand got caught on the net. Spencer got the two there. One thing you'll notice, actually.
Double crossover by Spencer.
Oh, my God. And he had defenders on skates. One thing you'll notice is when Spencer drives, something that's really key to this team creates spacing. When the point guard drives, we have two guys go to each corner. So one guy on each corner ready for the catch and shoot. And what that does is that forces the defense to stay out, so it creates more space inside for Spencer to work with. If Truman or Mason or another big guy comes in looking for the pass, you're not all crowded in there.
Definitely agree. Now here's Higgins, now Weems, right corner three. That one's long. Rebounded by Engel. Nice pass over to Higgins. Now it's 36-32, two minutes remaining about here in the half. Here's Thrower. Guarded by Poole. Gets it ahead to Hinton. Just checking the game. Corner to Hubbard. Gets it guarded by Weems. Gets it to Hooks in the post. Hooks to a cutting Thrower. Can't finish the layup from the left side. Here's Poole. Poole, nice cross-court pass to Weems. Pull up, no good, rebounded by Adam Hinton. Nice job fending off the defense. Now here's Hubbard. Hubbard driving against Poole. And they're saying it's off Spencer Hubbard. It's going the other way.
That's a tough one in transition. You got two guys coming at you. But after the play, Spencer going up to the ref and asking him to, I think he was asking him to watch the guy on the backside. Kind of swiping at him, making sure that he's not getting fouled and the refs aren't calling it.
Adam Hinton just checked out of the game. Brace Daughton returning. As well as Holden McCray taking a seat. Gettings also re-entering. It's a foul on Mason Hooks. On the
one
quick
thing,
offensive opportunity.
Yeah. One thing I really loved about a fan shouting three repeatedly in order to distract from the free throw. One thing I really loved about this team is before the game, everybody came out and shoot around in Kobe Bryant jerseys. I'm still wearing mine.
You're still wearing yours.
I think it's great. I think it's wonderful that most of the team, if not all the team, is Laker fans. And needless to say, it's a great feeling knowing that everybody is, you know, a smart basketball fan. Not a Clippers fan. Sorry to all the Clippers
fans.
Inside,
Gettings no good from the post. Still 36-32 here. Poole from the wing. Minute left in the half. Higgins, crossover, driving on Hubbard. Tough pull-up Jay. No good from the left side. Now here's Higgins. He'll pull it back out. Still guarded by Hubbard. Now from the wing.
Chaminade has been making most of their offensive rebounds. They really have. They've been getting second chance points on a lot of possessions.
Here's Engel from the wing. Now over to Higgins, guarded by Thrower. Step back three, tough shot, no good. Couldn't get to go from the right wing. Foul on the floor here. I believe it is on Mason Hooks. It's his first personal.
After the play, Simpson kind of threw his arm out there trying to get the foul call, even though the foul was already called.
It was actually on Brace Daughton. Daughton will take a seat now. Craig checking back in. I just read the board said Hooks. Changed it to Daughton, I believe.
Yeah, Simpson kind of swung his arm out. Brace had a couple words. Watch your arm.
now the Eagles have an opportunity to get the last shot of the half here. Shot clock is off. About 20 seconds left.
Holden picking up Simpson. ISO ball.
Simpson. Under 10 seconds left. Weems corner three. No good.
Oh, wow. Another
Weems.
Offensive rebound.
Now here's Higgins. Shoots the three. No good. Overthrower. And Cantwell just throws it up. No
Two
good.
Two offensive rebounds on that last play. That is something I guarantee you Coach Rubio will address at the halftime. Yeah, I think he's going to address
there's
that.
There's one thing I know Coach Rubio doesn't like. It's giving up three opportunities.
That is 100%. He has made it a point this year to make sure everybody crashes the defensive glass, everybody box out. We have drills specifically designed where everybody tries to box out Mason. And it's just practicing, boxing out, practicing, trying to get rebounds. But, you know, it's really something he's been trying to make a point of this team, especially this year.
Certainly agree with you, Ben. We're going to have Jack Flaherty in the booth soon during halftime, but we'll also be back with more basketball at the start of the second half. 36-32 here at the half. The Wolverines holding on to a four-point lead. Thank you. Now, as promised, we have Jack Flaherty in the booth. Jack, thank you for coming on with us. You know, we really appreciate it here on senior night. Take us back to your senior night.
Man, it was crazy. You know, it was obviously was not here, was on the baseball field. But, you know, it's just it's kind of a lot of emotions. I was pitching that day, so, you know, routine was a little bit different. But it was just one of those things. It was like you wanted to enjoy it and you wanted to make it fun. And, you know, you wanted to win first and foremost because you're like, you know, this might be the last time we get to play on this field. Obviously, you know, we kind of felt we were, you know, we're going to get another chance with playoffs. So, you know, and we did get that chance. But for the most part, we wanted to win. And that was the main thing. And luckily, we were able to do that. And, you know, we enjoyed it. Everybody had a lot of fun. It was a good time.
Yeah, I know you have, you know, a good relationship with the team and a lot of the guys on the team. What were you telling them tonight? Because, I mean, you know the feeling. The adrenaline's a little bit different for a senior night than it would be a normal game.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, I've been here for a handful of them, especially basketball. I feel like it's a little bit different. You know, you're in the gym. You get the music going. You get a little bit amped up. And it was one of those things that I said a little bit. It's just, like, enjoy it, man. Have fun for the seniors. You know, don't make it more than it is. You know, just enjoy it and have fun. And, you know, I pulled Spence aside. I'm kind of close with him, kind of just, he's a good dude, man. That's my boy. So I pulled Spence aside and told him to have fun and relax, dude. It's just, it's another game, you know. Once the game gets going, it's all the same. So it's just really that beginning part, maybe those first 5 minutes where you try to find find the rhythm, find the flow of the game. And you know, that's the part that's the hardest.
Speaking of the game, what did you see out there in that first half? I mean, very close game so far.
I mean, it's kind of what you expect, you know. Talking to Rabibo, you know, he said it was going to be a close game. He said it was going to be a good one. You know, they got two guys who can play in two and number three. And, you know, they got a big dude who can – not saying he can match up with Mason. That's for sure. Mason, he dominated that in a little bit. But, you know, they got some offensive rebounds here at the end to keep it close. They hit some tough shots. It wasn't like they were open on everything. But that's what they do, you know. So they just got to do the little things right. And, you know, they'll be all right.
You know, certainly will be an interesting second half. Again, senior night here. You are here often with the team, but still, how does it feel, I guess, being back in this environment? Again, you said you've been here before, but still probably has a bit of a different feel to it.
Yeah, you know, it's always fun coming back to school and coming back here and seeing everybody and seeing these guys and knowing that they're enjoying themselves. It's just fun being around them, building relationships with people as you come back and you know going through, you know what it's like to go through this school and the grind of the daily work. And then to also come out and try to be, you know, try to do well in sports. You know, it takes a lot. It takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of focus. So, you know, it's been fun watching these guys do their thing and then, you know, do it here one more time. I'm just looking forward to the second half. You know, I think that, you know, they'll pull it out. They'll do the little things right. They're settled down a little bit more. They just got to get, you know, no second chance points, which is something that they got a lot of at the end of the half.
Agreed. One last question before we let you free. For your upcoming season, you know, with the Cardinals, what are some goals, individual or team-based? What are you looking for?
You know, I don't talk personal goals too much. The only goal is to stay healthy. And because I feel like staying healthy, everything is going to take care of itself. If you're healthy all throughout the year and you go about your process the same and you go about your business, everything else is going to take care of itself. So that's the main thing, is staying healthy. And then, you know, for a team, you know, we want to win. And we got to a certain point last year, and it was great. Awesome. But, you know, you don't want to come that close and then know that you went through 162 games, you went through a five-game series, and then you get to that point, and it's like, oh, yeah, you know, we got close. But, you know, it's great and all. You know, you can learn from it, figure out what we need to improve on it, and take that into this next year.
Best of luck with that. I appreciate you coming on with us today, Jack. Enjoy the rest of the game.
Yeah, thank you. Weekend.
Welcome back here. Start of the second half here in Taper Gym. Wolverines leading by four, 36-32. Certainly a tightly contested first half, and the Chaminade Eagles will get it to start the second half. So same five that started the game for the Wolverines. Doughton, Giddings, Hubbard, Hooks, and McCray. Here's Simpson now on the right wing. Try to get it to Higgins off the cut. McCray with the steal. McCray now pushing. Inside to Giddings. Beautiful bounce pass up and in for two. Good start to the half.
Wow, holding up that steal without even looking at the ball. He just sort of stuck his hand out and ball found its way there.
Poole now across the timeline, guarded by Giddings. Top of the key. They got the offense now over to Engel. Engel from the wing, guarded by Hooks. Now here's Simpson. Jab step. Crossover. Over to Weems. Weems corner three. Good.
I'm seeing a lot of familiar Harvard Westlake basketball faces. Coach Connor Jean is here. CJ, who's also a dean, but CJ's here. He used to be a coach. He was a coach last year. It's really great.
End goal with the steal. Here comes Poole pushing now in transition. Simpson, drive, baseline. Got fouled. They go to the line for two. Now that hold McCray steal reminded me of when Kawhi was on the Raptors. Remember
yeah.
Jimmy Butler cut to the basket?
Exactly.
When he was still on the Timberwolves. And Kawhi, same
he
thing.
Just he fell
didn't
on
look
the ball.
At it. Just
he literally did not
out,
even see
he's like,
it.
All right, I got the ball now. Cool.
That was amazing. I still don't know if that was accidental or if it was on purpose, but it was a really, it was a great play.
Simpson no good on the free throw. Still 38-35. 1 minute gone in the third. Free throw good from Simpson, 38-36.
Student
Giddings
section
looking to
not
get it
especially
in.
Loud
here's
on
McCray.
That.
Now Hubbard, guarded by Weems. Hubbard, now to Hooks, top of the key, hands it back off to Hubbard. Hubbard driving on the left side, pulls it back out. Now gives it to Giddings. I think there's some foul down low. That's going to be on Eagles staying here with the Wolverines. Hubbard to inbound from the baseline.
It's tough to
Giddings
contain
now
Mason
from the
there.
Left slot. He's looking now over to McCray from the right wing. Jab step, now screen from Giddings. Pass over to Doughton on the left wing. Screen from Hooks, three from Doughton, no good. Rebounded by Higgins. Higgins now pushing. Now Weems from the right wing. Weems pull up three. No good over Hubbard. Hubbard gets the rebound. Spencer Hubbard now against two defenders. Spin move, picks it up. Step through, gets it to Giddings now across the timeline. Giddings over to Hubbard. Doughton now driving. Tough finish, can't get it. Tip back up and in by a combination of Poole for the Eagles and Mason Hooks.
That was a big play. He's really good at seeing where the ball is going to fall off the rim and getting there. Kind of contorting his body so that he can get the ball back up on the rim. Another steal
There's
by Holden.
There's a steal from Holden McCray getting in. And Holden McCray swatted by Simpson. Heck of a block there. The elevation. Now Poole from the corner. No good. Hooks with the board.
I'm
Hooks
still
ahead.
In awe.
Spencer Hubbard ahead of everybody. Lays it up and in. Now timeout is called by Coach Rebo.
I am still in awe from that block. That was... Listen, I feel sorry for Holden. Yes, but that was an amazing block.
I mean, the air was just taken out of the gym after that one.
Oh, my God. And Holden was going up for the dunk, too. That was going to be his senior moment. That was going to be his senior moment on senior night. And he was robbed. It's okay. He'll get another one. He'll get another one.
Timeout. Same group here for the Wolverines. Weems the inbound for the Eagles from the baseline. The Wolverines applying pressure here, trying to slow down the Eagle attack. Simpson now across the half court marker. driving against Dotton on the right side. Blocked by Truman Gettings. Good help defense.
SWAT team, ladies and gentlemen. SWAT team. Both Mason and Truman went up for that. Hands straight up in the air. There's no way that ball was getting through. No way.
Here's Simpson. Now over to Engel from the corner. Faces up. Foul's caught off the ball on Dotton.
Brace giving him a hug from behind. You know, every time I look around, I see somebody who's either a former player, a former coach, somebody over there in the corner of the gym is Kyle. Kyle Healy, the son of the women's basketball coach who also played basketball last year. He didn't get the most minutes, but he was a glue guy for the team, you know? He was there, he was making jokes, and when he did get in, when he hit a shot, when he hit a free throw, oh, it was the greatest thing. The entire stadium would blow up with, you know, we had a coach last year, Steve-O, who unfortunately is not an assistant coach anymore, but really him and Kyle had a really fun relationship on the bench.
After the Eagles timeout, they'll try to get the ball in here from the baseline. Henderson to throw it in. Henderson looking. Still can't find it. Try to get inside the angle, but somehow got deflected and got back to him. Simpson now driving on the right side. Acrobatic layup up and in. Heck of a play there.
That was amazing. The only thing I noticed that entire play was Jackson, the head of security, over there in the corner pointing at the baseline, saying to the ref that he was out of bounds. That's fantastic.
There's Hubbard driving. Now over to Gettings. Fakes the shot. Drive inside. Can't finish the and one from the right side of the rim, but he will go to the line for two free throws.
Truman's been really aggressive this year, and that's something we've tried to, you know, Mason's always aggressive. He's always coming out in the games and really, you know, just going for the ball, going for the rebounds almost carelessly without any thought really going in his mind. It's instinct, but Truman, we've been seeing a lot more of that this year, and I think he's really coming into his own.
Gettings, no good. First free throw. Missed. 42-38, just under 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter.
Spencer really is the coach on the court. He's got all the game plans in his head. He knows exactly where everybody's supposed to be. He's communicating with everybody.
Gettings up and in on the second free throw, so 43-38. Here's Poole, guarded by Hubbard. Poole now on the left sideline, getting it to the middle of the court. Holden McRae once again to flex the ball, not looking at it. Here's Hubbard.
He's
up the court. Some contact, can't finish through it. Hooks gets the loose ball. Got it to go. I think a foul is called. Mason Hooks going to the line for one more.
That was a big one. Officially a three-possession game.
Officially a three-possession game indeed. 45-38.
But if I know coach and I know the players, we have a lot more work to do in this game. I think we're really going to try to get the ball on the wings and then work it inside slowly, swinging the ball around just so that we can stretch the defense a little bit more. Yeah, there we go.
46-38, 4-34 left in the third. Pull up three, no good from Simpson. Here comes Dotton now, pushing in transition. Hubbard thought about the three. Nice skip pass over to McRae. McRae drives inside. Can't finish. Rebound goes to Simpson. Here's Simpson now across the timeline, trying to split the defenders, taken away. Here's Holden McRae. Some contact, now gives it up to Spencer Hubbard. Hubbard now ahead. Dotton, corner three. Good from the right corner.
That was beautiful. Beautiful form, beautiful pass, beautiful shot. Everything crisp.
Higgins, deep three, no good. Here's Dotton, so 49-38 here, just under 4 minutes to go in the third. Dotton pushing, Euro step, up and in.
And one ref.
And Grace Dotton lets him hear about it. He'll go to the line for one more.
And one ref. I love it. I love it.
See, he's holding his hand down. He's calling him small right now. The trash talk there from Grace Dotton. He's down a 13-point lead.
Even a couple of the refs were smiling after that play. It's just great. All the seniors getting involved. Up by 13. Senior night's going exactly as planned. Wow, the Wolverine is really looking menacing behind the Harvard was like bench over there.
Doughton can't complete three-point play. Spencer Hubbard gets the offensive rebound. Hubbard over to Cam Thrower. Thrower checked in the game.
Brace wanted the ball in the corner.
Innings. McCray now over to Hooks on the right wing. Thrower, deep three from the left slot. Up and in! Cameron Thrower, deep three.
And that's why I lost the shooting competition. That's why I lost. Because he can do things like that.
Poole. Now a 16-point lead for the Wolverines. Timeout. See a shove there by Poole. Some frustration for the Eagles here as the Wolverines lead by 16. Just over 3 minutes to go in the period.
Brace has been, after a few big plays, he's been looking to a couple of his teammates and putting his hand, extending his hand all the way down, sort of indicating that the guy guarding him is too small. And it's just fun, man. It's all fun right now. We're all just enjoying the game. Rabibo, no doubt, is trying to keep their head in the game, keep their head focused, keep them trying to do what they do. Coach Tucker also talking to a couple of the guys. But, yeah, everybody's just kind of having a lot of fun.
Certainly a good sight after only leading by 5 at the break, if I'm not mistaken. Now up by 16 here, 54-38. Certainly has been a strong third quarter here for the Wolverines. Still have some work to do. You know, the Chaminade team isn't just going to go away.
Oh, no, the Wolverine mascot is right next to me.
We have a visit from the Wolverine.
I'm scared. Oh, my God. That's terrifying. I don't know what's happening right now. The Wolverine is, like, dancing.
I think the Wolverine was complimenting my outfit, actually, which I appreciate.
Yeah, you're looking really spiffy, Dylan.
Thank you, Ben. Yeah. I appreciate it. Simpson, good from the baseline.
Quite the professionalism. What is going on with this Wolverine?
I'm not sure, but I know our good buddy Mr. Reiner would agree. The attire is essential to professionalism.
Oh.
Thrower going over and going back over the timeline. They'll go the other way.
That was a tough one. Everybody on the team, I believe, is wearing Kobe's tonight.
A couple guys in different shoes, but definitely more Kobe's than usual. I agree.
We, in the group chat, I think it was Spencer that took the initiative on this. He really wanted to organize a Kobe thing. And Jack, too. Jack Weiskopf.
A fan favorite.
Fan favorite. Jack.
Definitely Jack a fan Weiskopf. Favorite.
He's a big Kobe fan, and so he was really adamant about making sure we did something for Kobe on senior night, and so everybody wearing the jerseys and, you know, for warm-ups and draping them over the back of the bench is something that was really his idea, and I'm really glad they got to do it.
Hooks in the post. No good. Couldn't get it back up, and then here's Simpson. Simpson now pushing in transition. Nice pass ahead to Higgins, and he got fouled to go to the line. Just under 2:30 remaining in the third quarter, 54-42 here. Higgins had a chance to cut it 10.
We really pulled away this third quarter. I think that's another thing we've been making a point of is after we see the team in the first half, we go down into the locker room, we make a couple adjustments, and the third quarter is our quarter. I mean, I do the books at away games and stuff, and I can't tell you how many times the third quarter is the one that really just pops at you. We score 20 points in the third quarter, 25 points in the third quarter, sometimes even 30 points in the third quarter when we were playing against Notre Dame. And I think we've really made a point where we make the adjustments at halftime. Coach Rabibo tells the players exactly what they got to do, and we just try and go out there and execute.
And one game I recall is that Crespi game when the first half is a shock to everybody in the building. The Wolverines make the adjustments and pull off the win.
Yep. It was a big third quarter and then a huge fourth quarter for Adam Hinton.
Who's checking in now with Dante Russell as we speak. I think that's McCray and Doughton taking a seat.
Dantizzy?
Here's Russell. Guarded by Cantwell.
Let's go. He sees.
Picks it up. Nice.
Wow.
Nice job bringing the ball through there, getting it to Hinton. Now Hooks in the post. Got fouled.
And a bump on the low block.
You saw Mason Hooks gave a wave to the ref, like, thank you.
Yep.
Like, long enough.
Exactly.
To get a hit all game in the post.
I mean, he doesn't get many calls just because it's really hard to move him. And fouls just don't look like fouls on him, to be honest with you. I mean, if you came at me with that kind of, with that force kind, if I'm going up for a layup, I would be on the ground. But, you know, he's just so strong, the refs don't recognize the foul, even though it obviously is one.
Hooks, pass out to Russell on the wing, tipped by Higgins. Here's Hubbard. He'll inbound it from the sideline now for the Wolverines. Here's Hinton from the left slot, now back to Hubbard. Thrower tried to get inside the Hooks on the left block, but it's taken away. Here's Simpson now pushing. Guarded by Thrower. Really tough shot there. Couldn't get it to go from around the free throw line area. Here's Hubbard.
This is a really interesting lineup. Really interesting lineup. We have both of our point guards and two shooting guards, and then Mason. Oh, turnover.
Simpson going the other way. Got fouled by Hubbard. And Simpson grabbing his knee. He's down in a lot of pain.
Spencer looking at the bench. I didn't mean to do that. But
I think they called it. I'm shocked they called that. They called that intentional foul. That was a basketball play to me. He went for the basketball.
He did go for the basketball.
Yeah, I don't think. I mean, he obviously did not intend to hurt Simpson.
No, I don't think so.
He didn't just ram into him. He swiped at the basketball.
Maybe
went into his body a little bit.
Yeah, the basketball. He brought the ball way up there.
He also started the contact, though, when the ball was down here.
That's true.
He reached his hand in there when the ball was still down at about hip level. So, I mean, I'm shocked they're calling. I think it's just the aftermath of the play that they're going to call. They called an intentional foul. It's the reaction, not the actual foul, at least in my opinion. I mean, hopefully Simpson's all right. He's still down. They're helping him up now. Off the court. Hopefully he's okay.
I think he'll be okay.
Yeah, we're not arguing if it's a foul or not. We're just saying an intentional foul.
Yeah.
It clearly was going for the – Spencer's clearly going for the basketball on that play.
I think they had to call that an intentional foul just because of the way it looked. Sometimes you just make calls based on how the guy falls, and it's really tough. But, you know, that's just kind of the way the game works.
Cantwell, no good. Yeah, as we were saying, the aftermath of the play. What happened as a result of the foul.
I just hope this isn't a momentum shift where we start playing a little softer. Because
well, Cantwell missing both free throws certainly helps it not being a momentum shift.
Yeah.
You know? Now the Eagles do get the ball back here.
Eagles ball.
Cantwell going up to his teammates after he missed those free throws saying, my bad, my bad. Like, yeah, who else? Glad he accepted responsibility for that one.
For his own free throws. Now Engel on the baseline stepped out of bounds.
There we go.
I bet you Jackson's happy with
once
that
again,
one. Jackson's happy with that one.
He was on the baseline screaming at the ref. And then now, of course, he turns his attention to the sideline, making sure that nobody is walking in his precious pathway.
Here's Hooks.
Oh, no.
I think he tried to hand it off to Thrower. Miscommunication there. Shamdah basketball. Eagles basketball here, a minute 40 remaining in this third quarter. Adam Hinton playing nice defense on Poole.
Wow.
Forcing him to bring it pretty far back in the backcourt now.
Really
now
careful.
Across the line.
Really careful not to foul. That was great defense.
Here's Higgins against Thrower. Over to Poole. Oh, wide open three.
Wow.
And good. Adam Hinton seemed to just get lost there.
Rabibo was looking mad after that little fumble with Mason and Cam, but he is not looking happy now either, especially when you leave one of the other team's best three-point shooters wide open. That's not something you want to do.
Doubled, got rid of it, foul call, base don't score to the line, got fouled once again in the left block. Now Mason limping a little bit.
The Chaminade fans.
Yeah, they are shocked it's not a travel, but Mason took two steps. Before he hit the ground, he passed the basketball.
I mean,
that's a clean play.
Do they know what a pivot is?
Do they know what a pivot is? And the foul certainly happened before he was falling.
Oh,
so,
yeah. I mean, you could argue he was getting fouled even before he got the ball.
54-46 here. A minute and 6 seconds left in the third quarter. Wiping down the court a little bit. You know, when a big man like that falls, the court is going to get a little wet.
The bigger they are, the harder they fall. Is that the old adage?
Well, I mean, we know from our class with our boy, Mr. Reiner.
Yes.
That is true.
That is very true. Due to the gravitational force.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
That physics class is quite wonderful. I'm kind of surprised you're not wearing a bow tie, considering.
Listen, I would have been. The thing is, I can't tie my own tie. And I didn't do that today.
I'll give you one, the fake bow ties, where you just, you know.
I wish we would have planned this out, and I would have definitely. But I also think just the chain look under the collar is nice.
I love it. You really look like, you know, you remind me of Max Kellerman. Has anybody ever told you that? I think I've told you that.
You probably have told me that.
You remind me of Max Kellerman.
I don't agree with a lot of his opinions, but I will take the compliment nonetheless. I think it's more about my presence, not my actual opinions, which I appreciate. I'll never forget when he talked about kinetic energy on First Take.
Yeah. He's just like you, man.
Good.
Really bringing physics into the equation.
Of course. Here's Hinton, now over to Russell. From the right slot, got the screen from Dotton. Hinton now on the wing. Screen from Gettings. Pass inside of the rolling Gettings. Now left block, up and in for two from Trooper Gettings.
Great pass, right in the pocket. And Mason standing up and clapping because he knows that's a big play for Truman.
So now double-digit lead now for the Wolverines, 56-46. Here's Higgins, 40 seconds left in the period. Off the screen, now out to Henderson. Thought about pulling the three. Instead gives it back to Higgins now from the wing. Pass over to Poole. Guarded by Hinton. Drives, Henderson open three. Way short. Rebound, Weems hit it back in play. Dante Russell loses his handle. It'll stay here.
The Campbell Hall student section with all of about...
Not Campbell Hall.
I was thinking Campbell Hall because of that.
Weems, deep three from the left wing. Sorry to cut you off there, Ben. That was a tough shot.
No.
And the ball goes off Brace Dotton's head. Here's Cantwell for three. Short. Now here's Hinton. Certainly a miscommunication. Spencer Hubbard wants the basketball. Get it from Adam Hinton.
Got to get the ball up.
And taken away off Higgins' foot.
I mentioned Campbell Hall just because I was watching some highlights from the Sierra Canyon Campbell Hall game. And but what I was saying was the Chaminade student section with all of about 15 students maybe is all on their feet, all really interested in how this game is going.
Hubbard, 2 seconds left. One, deep three. That one is a little bit long, hits the top of the backboard from half court line. So through three quarters here, 56-49. Started the third quarter much better than it ended. You know, they were up 16 at one point, I think with about 3 minutes left in the period. Now it's a 7-point margin. We're just going to see what happens in the fourth.
It was what? It was 54-38. Yeah, exactly.
Now it's 56-49.
So they finished on an 11-2 run.
They did.
With that three, with like 15 seconds left, 20 seconds left in the third quarter.
Yeah, our good buddy, Mr. Varney, would like that quick math from you just now. Very impressive.
First. It's just an inside joke between me and Dylan and Mr. Varney.
Yes, I get it. Very funny.
Simpson on the bench with ice on his knee. You never like to see it.
Of course
never
not.
Like to see it.
Hoping for the best for him. Seems to be in a lot of pain still.
Hopefully he can come back into the game. He's a big part of the team. Big part of Chaminade. But interesting, as soon as he came off, their offense started moving a lot more.
I agree. I mean, he takes a lot of possessions. He does it well. But you know, they have other guys who can score as well on the floor. Especially right now, they have all guards and wings out there.
I think that 11-2 run directly correlates with when he came out, actually. Which is weird, because he's one of their best playmakers.
Maybe they decide, you know, to step it up for him. You know, maybe galvanize the troops a little bit.
I think they got a shooter in there, too. So they're just moving the ball around, getting a good look and making the extra pass, getting a better look. And it seems like that's how they formed that run.
So Dante Russell into the game, along with Holden McCray, Cam Thrower, Truman Gettings, and Brace Dotton. That ball goes out of bounds, trying to get the Thrower in the right block. Eagles ball. Now here's Weems, guarded by Russell. Henderson fakes it to Poole. Now Higgins, he's Chaminade's leading scorer on the floor. He has 10. There's Cantwell. Poole now from the left slot. Passes it over to Henderson. Henderson guarded by Gettings. Tried to get inside against Gettings. Couldn't do it. Now hands it back over to Poole. Poole working now to the middle of the floor. Weems fumbles the pass. Now driving its three Wolverine defenders. Has no time. Fires deep three. Almost got it to go.
Wow.
Probably about 5 feet behind the line there. Almost got it in. Cantwell takes away from behind. Higgins now gets it inside to Weems. Nice pass there. Elevated like he was going up and dumped it in.
Reminds me of your boy Chris Paul, Dylan. That's something he would do.
Here is Gettings fouled in transition. Trying to get the layup from the right block.
You know, that was a great pass, but I think when you know you're going to get the contact and you know you're probably going to get the bump and the foul, you go up with it so you can get two free throws. Now he's just going to get one on one.
Don't want to avoid the contact.
Could have also jump stopped and made that pass to Cam, but, you know, his momentum, his mass times velocity was already too high for him to stop. As Mr. Reiner would.
So the impulse would have been too large.
The impulse would have been too large, exactly.
That one good from Gettings. So one more coming up. What's the symbol for impulse again? I remember it's from some word.
Oh, it's a J. I think it comes from the Greek gympulse.
I believe it's actually Latin.
Oh, the Latin gympulse. Sorry.
That one's good from Gettings. 58-51. 7 minutes to go in the fourth. Anybody who's had Mr. Reiner, you get that joke. Hopefully you like it at home. Here comes Poole. Cantwell now to Higgins. Higgins guarded by McCray from the left slot. Pulls it back. 20 seconds on the shot clock here. ISO opportunity. Gets inside. Pull up Jay. No good after deflecting McCray off of him. Here's Doughton. Doughton now over to Thrower. Weems applying pressure. Got to get it across the timeline here. Thrower just does it with a spin move. Here's Doughton. Gettings picks it up. He's doubled. Russell now from the left wing. Picks it up now. Thrower. McCray after a bevy of jab steps gets inside. Russell fakes the three. Pull up mid-range Jay. No good. Rebounded by Thrower. He got fouled going back up.
Wow. Dante's jump shot. Or Dante's pump fake for that matter actually. Got his defender flying. He flew all the way into Jay Flair over in the corner actually. Who I heard wonderful interview during halftime.
Thank you. Thrower good on the free throw, 59-51 here, just over 6 minutes remaining in the fourth. Dante Russell checking out. Spencer Hubbard returns to the contest here for the Wolverines.
You know, not a lot of people would know it just because of Cam's role on the team right now, but Cam's dad is actually one of the most active parents, basketball parents on the team. He's at all the games, screaming loudly, cheering for the team, buying snacks, stuff like that. It's great.
Love that parental involvement. Here's Poole, 60-51. 9-point lead for the Wolverines. Weems guarded by Doughton on the wing. Weems against Doughton. Tried to get it inside, couldn't get around him. Here's Poole, guarded by Thrower. Over to Engel. Mid-range, J over Hawks gets it to go.
That's the pick and pop.
Here is Thrower over to Hooks. Hooks drives from the left block up and in.
Eagle fight.
He thought he was going to get a charge there because it was Mason. Mason, nice job evading it and getting it to go.
Mason came down, made a little joke, Eagle smirking. That was funny.
Weems no good on the D3. Here's Hubbard.
They both kind of shared a laugh there.
Hubbard pushing.
Wow, escaped a double.
Beautiful
team.
Pass corner. Over to Thrower. Doughton in the corner now.
Bang.
Up and in.
Bang. That was beautiful.
Spencer Hubbard just getting it across the court there with one hand from the sideline after breaking that double team. Incredible.
Coach
Cantwell inside. Up and in on the second chance opportunity.
Wow. Coach Rebibo's loving this offense, but he is definitely not pleased with his defense.
And if I know Coach Rebibo, he wants the defense right first and foremost.
Oh, yeah. He's he believes offense wins games, defense wins championships. That's the motto he coaches by, and it's proven right. I mean, when we play really stout defense, when we're doing a great job, those are the games we really win. And you know, defense does translate to offense. As much as some coaches are really offense centric, especially in the NBA, a lot of coaches, you look at Alvin Gentry, guys like that, really look at pushing the pace, getting shots up, not so much worried about defense. You see, those teams aren't doing as well.
Timeout on the floor here. 10-point lead for the Wolverines, 65-55, 5 minutes remaining in the game. You know, when you mentioned the NBA game, it's very different from the high school game. I think that plays a role in it. But, you know, the emphasis on defense, as you mentioned, especially at the high school level, I think it comes with that not everybody, well, not really in Harvard-Westlake because of how talented the team is, but generally in high school basketball, it's not nearly as skilled 1 through 9, 1 through 10 in your rotation.
Exactly.
So you have to play defense
and
get stops, because if you allow open shots, most of these guys that are playing enough are good enough to get open buckets to go.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you look at some of these Chaminade guys, most of them have gotten their points off of pick and pops, off of, you know, catch and shooting through a system. But, you know, if you don't play solid defense, they're going to take advantage of those all day.
Here's Hubbard now over to McCray, guarded by Higgins from the left slot. Now hands it back off to Hubbard. Hubbard off the handoff. Beautiful pump fake from the free throw line. Can't finish. Poole gets the rebound. Mason Hooks went into him a little bit, and he'll go the other way. Now you talked about the system, Ben. I mean, their top four leading scorers combined for 37 of their 55 points. You know, those are all guards, except 33 Engel. He has 9 points, but all of them come from the perimeter here.
Yep. I mean, that's when you have Mason and Truman down low, and then you can sub out one of them and get and have Brace play down low, and then you have you sub out another one, and you have Jacob playing down low, it's tough to get your shot in the paint. So they've been looking for threes.
Higgins there, leaning mid-range J from left elbow, good. More shots like that where you're pulling up.
Yeah.
Difficult shot, but they're getting him to go here.
That little in-between game.
Hubbard almost lost it around the half-court line. McCray gets it. Now thrower from McCray. McCray stops, tries to get it to Dodden. I think the pass got deflected. It'll stay here.
We really have to slow down. We're trying to push the pace too much, trying to rush it.
Just over 4 minutes remaining in the game. Hooks from the right block. Up and in for Mason Hooks. So back to a double-digit game here, 67-57. Here's Higgins. McCray meeting him. Here's Engel now. Turns around from the short corner. Tries to finish from the baseline, going around the rim. Can't get it to go. Here's Hubbard. Nice hesitation to get around the timeline. Met by a blitz from Higgins, and they take it away. Mason Hooks commits a foul there.
Yep.
And it's Eagles basketball. You know, if there's an intentional foul called in this game, I would say it probably should be that one.
Yeah. I mean, he was holding it.
And I mean, they're calling it a center personal foul. I saw him kind of just hug his legs. Just interesting to see the difference.
Well, you stop the break any way you can.
I'm not just Mason certainly made the right decision stopping the break, but I'm saying
no, it was funny.
If anything, that should be the intentional foul. He just gave him a hug, you know?
I agree with you.
Showed him a little love.
Hey, camaraderie on the court.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Of course.
That's something you love to see. Brotherhood.
Of course. Weems, corner three. Got it to go from the right side. So 67-60 here. 3:18 left.
That's 14 for him.
Spencer met by Uyonga. Hooks sets the screen. Hubbard over to thrower. From the left wing, now on the right slot. Gives it over to McCray. From the wing, gets the screen from Dotton. Gets it over to Hubbard. Hubbard calling something out.
Brace in the corner. He's probably going to be looking
Dotton
for the pass.
In the corner. Hubbard off the screen. Over to Dotton.
Up.
Dotton for three. No good. Rebounded by Engel. Go the other way. Here comes Higgins. Against McCray from the right side. Gives it out to Poole. Weems for three. Good from the left wing. Another deep three.
Wow.
Points at the Wolverine fan section. To let him know, that's 17 for Weems here. There's a foul. Spencer Hubbard was getting hit. You reach and foul. A little tough to avoid when you're trying to get the ball. I think Hubbard will go to the line now. 1+1.
Spencer goes over to mention something to the ref. Tells him to watch the jersey pull. He has been getting hacked a lot, especially as he's bringing the ball up. Coach Vachaminade is making a couple key substitutions, just bringing in guys that can keep up with Spencer's speed, because he's just, I mean, a couple times in that third quarter, he just blew by the trap.
So eBay checks in now for Uyaga, and they both when checking in this fourth. This has been their first minutes of the game, so it really has been to guard Spencer.
We're taking out shooting in favor of rebounding. That's a defensive move.
You see Thrower checking out, Gettings entering. So back to the starting five here for the Wolverines.
That reiterates exactly what I was talking about with the defense versus offense. Rubibo made a strategic move.
Hubbard misses the free throw. In and out. Here comes Weems. 2:22 left in this one, 67-63 from the right wing. Guarded by Hubbard. Crossover now on the right wing again. Henderson over to Higgins. Calls off the screen. Guarded by McCray. Applying ball pressure. Higgins. Step back three. That's a tough shot. Higgins gets the step back three to go. I mean, Cole McCray played some solid defense there. 1-point game, 67-66. Hubbard gets across half court.
Wow.
Hubbard crossover, drives, throws something up. I think he probably got fouled, no call. Gettings on the second chance, he got it. Timeout called by Coach Rubibo, 69-66 here. A minute 41 left.
That's a big one. That was a big follow by Truman, huge. I mean, you don't get that bucket. You can't call this timeout to stop their momentum. And then they bring the ball down the court. Who knows? I mean, they've been hitting everything from behind the arc.
Certainly, Chaminade showing their talent from their guard and wing spots. In particular, their ball handlers and guards. But, I mean, that three, that was incredible. I mean, I said it after the three. Holden McCray played solid defense. He got his hands up.
Yeah.
Even on the step back and contested it. Higgins able to angle himself from 3 or 4 feet behind the line, hitting the step back. That's a tough shot.
Wow. I really did not think that was going to happen. I did not think that was going to go in.
And they are getting some open looks here, but a lot of their shots all game have been tough jump shots, most of them actually coming in the mid-range area. Usually you'd think, hey, that's the shot we want them taking. You know,
yeah.
A tough beating mid-range.
Exactly.
But they're hitting them. And beyond the arc, too, they've been hot.
I don't know what it is. It's just everything's backwards. They're hitting the heavily contested shots. They're missing wide open shots. Maybe we should just not play defense.
See if the shock of being wide open throws them off. You see that all the time when guys miss, even in the NBA, they miss wide open layup in transition because they're surprised they're so open.
Yep. The entire Harvard Westlake student section condenses to the bottom 3 or 4 rows. Getting ready for the final minute and a half of this game.
Poole gets it back from Weems, now over to Higgins. Guarded by McCray, crosses the timeline. Now gets the screen from Henderson. Another pull-up three. No good on this one. Henderson saves it to Gettings. Here's Hubbard. Spencer Hubbard will slow it down now.
He's really controlling the game here. Oh.
Truman Gettings sets
that
a
was
behemoth
a
of a screen there. McCray now over to Hooks from top of the key. Back to Hubbard.
Oh, they see the mismatch with Truman. They're either going to try to get the ball to him.
And they get it to Gettings.
Let's see, what can he do here?
From the left
slot.
He's
not in the post.
On the key, from the right wing, now back to Hooks. Hubbard from the wing. He has 4 seconds. He's going to have to go here. Tough three, Spencer Hubbard. You got to be kidding me. Spencer Hubbard off the dribble three, leading to the right side. A moonshot over the defense, 72-66. Just over 40 seconds left. Holden McCray with the takeaway. Brace Dotton ahead of everybody. Slams it home! Brace Dotton, he almost missed it, so I had to stop myself. 74-66.
5 big points,
Weems,
2 straight possessions.
Tough three, no good. 23 seconds left. It's an 8-point lead for the Wolverines. Holden McCray, wide open, he'll go up. And dunks it.
Oh my
Holden
goodness.
McCray, he'll raise the roof. 76-66.
Wow.
10 seconds left. Here's Poole.
These last 30 seconds have
Higgins,
been an absolute.
Another leaning three. No good. Time is about to expire here, and it does. The Wolverines take it 76-66.
An absolute explosion at the end of the game. Ooh, all the seniors are happy.
You've got to be kidding me. The adrenaline out there. I mean, Ben, going into Mission League playoffs now.
This is a big win.
You know, big win for this team. What did we see here in particular?
I mean, the big things were that third quarter, we came up big. We started stopping their shooters. I mean, it was weird, but I'm telling you, after Simpson went out, it seemed like they were moving the ball a lot more. They got shots that they wanted to, and then they started hitting everything. You know, I think it just all came together at the end. We got the stops we needed to. We got the shots we wanted. We got the buckets in transition. And Spencer hit a huge clutch three. That three was 4 years. 4 years of Harvard-Westlake basketball in the making. And he, I can guarantee you, he's excited about that. He is going to rewatch that when Coach puts the game on huddle tonight so all of them can watch exactly what happened. He's going to rewatch that play over and over again. I can guarantee it.
Certainly agree with you there, Ben. And I think that'll do it for us here from Tabor Gym. For Ben Davidoff, I'm Dylan Shenson. Good night and go Wolverines.